It's been almost 3 hours and she's eaten exactly 4 cucumber rolls and drunk an entire bottle of sake by herself. In fact, she's about halfway through bottle number 2 now. It's 4 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. I didn't invite her here. She found out where I was via the internet and flew out to come find me. Again. She's done this before. You see, Erin is convinced that she can cure death, but she's also convinced that she needs my help to do it. But not my help in like a business sense. If she just needed some PR advice or something, that would be one thing. No, it's more than that. She needs me to be her boyfriend. Why? After 3 hours of questioning and a bottle and a half of sake, it still isn't clear. My fiancé was with us in the restaurant, by the way. Erin thought it important that she be included in the discussion. Erin wanted her to know that she was willing to share me and that my girlfriend, now wife, shouldn't feel threatened by her. I met Erin at a self-help seminar in 2008. She seemed like a nice enough person. A little bit on the woo-woo, new-agey side of things, but she was a lawyer and had gone to an Ivy League school and was clearly smart. And she laughed at my jokes and thought I was cute, so of course, knowing me, I slept with her. A month later, she invited me to uproot across the country and move in with her. This struck me as somewhat of a red flag, and so I tried to break things off with her. She responded by saying that she would kill herself if I refused to be with her. Okay, so make that 2 red flags. I promptly blocked her from my email and all my devices. This would slow her down, but not stop her. Years before I met her, Erin had gotten into a car accident and nearly died. Actually, she had medically died for a few moments. All brain activity had stopped. But she had somehow miraculously been revived. When she came back, she claimed everything had changed. She became a very spiritual person. She became interested in and started believing in energy healing and angels and universal consciousness and tarot cards. She also believed that she had become a healer and an empath, and that she could see the future. And for whatever reason, upon meeting me, she decided that she and I were destined to save the world together, to cure death, as she put it. After I'd blocked her, she began to create new email addresses, sometimes sending me as many as a dozen angry emails in a single day. She created fake Facebook and Twitter accounts that she used to harass me, as well as people close to me. She created a website identical to mine and wrote dozens of articles claiming that I was her ex-boyfriend and that I had lied to her and cheated her, that I had promised to marry her and that she and I belonged together. When I contacted her to take the site down, she said that she would take it down only if I flew to California to be with her. This was her idea of a compromise.